Welcome, everybody, to a special Christmas episode number 34 from Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life.
Hi, Shrek. How are you doing?
I'm good. So we're going to prepare people for Christmas today?
Yes. Merry Christmas.
It isn't Christmas.
It's coming to Christmas.
Yeah, so you can't wish me...
It's 2 weeks to go. You can wish people Merry Christmas. Don't be a bar humbug about it. I'm into Christmas.
I'm sorry. Did you just call me Scrooge?
Yeah.
Well, I'll take Scrooge because he swims in pools of money.
Charles Dickens was born in my town. We were born in the same town. I went to school in the same town where he had his house. Just cool, isn't it? Charles Dickens. So, Merry Christmas, Shrek. Today, we're going to talk about how to prepare for Christmas, how to get organized, because there is a lot of things that go on for lots of people during the Christmas period, and it can become an incredibly stressful time of the year for a lot of people. So I wanted to give some tips to help them for the next few weeks to alleviate the pain, to get organized, to get decluttered, so that they can enjoy the Christmas instead of feeling stressed and unhappy.
So, but why are we doing this like 2 weeks early?
Well, we're doing it because you need to start early. Like, if you do it the last minute, you get stressed. You might not be able to find everything that you want to get in the last week because everybody starts panicking at the last minute in the last week. So start as early as possible. So yes, this podcast getting released 2 weeks before Christmas. Ideally, you should start planning and organizing for Christmas at the beginning of December. Try and start doing the little manageable jobs first. Write your Christmas card list. So that depends if you send Christmas cards. So I received already an electronic card from a good friend. And so she sends an e-card every year to a list of people on her email address. And she's got that in a group email list that she has every year. And she amends it just before she sends out the card to see who's going to receive the card, who's not, who, you know, who's unfortunately passed away. They get removed as well, because of course that would be not a great idea. I tend to do it on social media. So I send the card out on my social media platforms to my friends, because most of my friends and family are following me on social media. So I do it that way. And it saves you having to figure out what their addresses are, saves you on the postage and having to update the list as well. So you can just, if you do it on social media, that's a quicker way to do it. But you do what is ideal for you. And, you know, you might want to give a few cards to close family members, but write a list of that and then keep it in an electronic document, like a Word document or Excel, so you can refer to it every year. So the main thing is the shopping. You have to buy the presents, you have to buy the food, you have to buy the snacks for all the guests that are coming to the house, Christmas decorations, what else is there? Wrapping paper. So make a list of all these things. You know, ask your family and friends to do a wish list. Decide who you're going to give presents to. Are you going to give presents to everybody in the family or only to the kids, to a few friends? With my family, we've decided that we're only going to give it to the kids. And I've told my friends not to buy presents for me and not to do cards because, you know, clutter. So we don't. And if you're going to buy a present, why not buy vouchers? Which I've talked about before and I always talk about, but you know, it's a way of not wasting your money and allowing them to buy what they actually want rather than getting things that they don't like, don't want, you know what I mean? So there are various apps that you can use to buy vouchers. There's one called You Got a Gift, and you can choose vouchers from different shops, from malls, cinemas, experiences, and you can choose that to a value. You know, you can even do, I do it for birthday presents. I buy manicure and pedicure sessions for friends, and then they just go use those vouchers.
Yeah, or like spa appointments, that kind of thing, yeah.
Or you know what their favorite shop is, you can buy a voucher for that shop. And especially in this day and age when people buy all the time or you just don't know what to get them, it might not seem thoughtful enough, but actually it is, because you're allowing them the chance to think about what they want to get, what would make them happy.
Yeah, I think a little bit of it is just, it's just a mindset thing, right? Like we kind of look at it as like, oh, you just gave away a voucher, like you just put some, it feels like you're just giving money to the person. Yeah. Right, and that has always been considered rude, which I understand why and all that, but yeah, I do agree. I mean, as you know, as we grow older and stuff, like it's just easier if I'm buying the things that I want, and if you feel like it, okay, contribute to it, that's great. I mean, for me, it's like an Apple certificate works really great most of the time, right?
Exactly.
Like it's just things
or
like
electronics.
I mean, most of my friends know that I will, you know, I'm buying something or the other at some point, and it's just become an easy gift. But that's good. I'm very happy with that, because that, for me, actually, that's just a stuffle, because I think like it's, I don't have extra clutter in my house or something I don't want, or something that doesn't go well with the rest of, I don't know, my house or my room. Sometimes it can happen, right? Yeah. So, or it's like with clothing as well, the same thing, right? Like if someone buys me a shirt, I'm like, oh, but I would never wear that cut or that color or something.
And I find it kind of intrusive. And I, you know, when I do organize and declutter people's houses, that people have bought perfumes or clothes, you know, how do you know what their style is? How do you know what they're going to like? But, you know, people do that. And of course, if you do buy a present, a physical present, get the gift receipt so that if the person doesn't like it, they're not obliged to keep it. They can go give it back and swap it for something else. And especially for toys. A lot of kids get the same toys, you know, for birthdays and Christmas and stuff. So if you're going to buy that, get the gift receipts, you know, from Hamleys or Toys R Us or what other kids' stores there are, because they will give it, and it enables that the parent to go buy something else if they've already got that toy.
Yeah, yeah, of course. I mean, this is, again, and I think we've also put this disclaimer out previously, like, this is not to discourage anybody from buying a gift if they know that the person is actually going to value it, right? Like if they know their style, if they know, I mean, this is, or I mean, even with perfume, like if you know that this person really likes this perfume, I mean, I have cousins and a few friends who I know exactly the kind of perfume they buy and stuff, and I would buy it because I know and I can trust that, you know, they will appreciate it. So this is not to discourage anybody from doing that, but I'm just saying, I think on average, it's always better to give the person the choice of getting what they want rather than forcing something down on them.
And if they put it on their wish list and it's something that's so expensive that you can't afford it, you know, it's not within your budget, you can get a voucher and say, look, this is to help you to pay for that item, you know, to put a money aside for that. There are various ways to do it, but think of the ways, you know, you have to think of your budget, because a lot of people during Christmas time feel obliged to spend a lot of money when they might not have the money right now, you know, they might not have the budget. So this is a good way as well to alleviate that kind of pain in a monetary way. Also think about the wrapping. So if you're going to buy Christmas presents, a lot of the shops have a wrapping service. Sometimes it's free. So the big department stores have a free wrapping service. So as soon as you bought the item, go to the wrapping service. It might take a little time, but if you do it earlier in the month rather than at the last minute, you'll spend less time having it wrapped. And they do an amazing job, so it saves you having to do it, because I am really bad at wrapping presents. So if somebody else can do it for me, that's amazing. And that's also why I give vouchers, because I can't wrap presents. Another thing is to, when you go shopping, add to the shopping list batteries. And I know it sounds weird that I'm giving you a specific thing to buy on your shopping list, but this is to help you get organized. There will always be toys, accessories. There will be something that will need a battery. It's the way of our lives since we were kids that whenever you get anything, it needs batteries. So buy batteries. Make sure you have them in a safe place and you know where that place is. So have a box labeled batteries and put all your batteries in there. That's on the shopping element. So then think about the house, what you need to do for the house. So if you have kids and you're going to be buying them more toys, declutter toys before the new lot come in, because you need to make space for the new toys. There has to be a place for everything, as I always say. And so have that space ready for the new one. So get rid of the toys that are broken, they're not playing with anymore, they're too old for it, is noisy and painful for your ears, all of those things. And then, you know, do that a few weekends before so that space is cleared, or preferably when the kids are still at school so they don't see what you are doing to their toys.
This is really the time of the year to do like the buy one, get rid of two situation, right, in a way. Yeah.
Another thing to help you get organized with Christmas shopping, do it online. So you don't have to go outside and deal with the rush of people banging into each other. Order it online, get it shipped to you. You can even do it for the food. You can do it for everything now. So anything and everything that you want to buy, buy it now. And when there are sales on, like there were sales recently, Black Friday, I know for a fact that my dear brother bought presents during Black Friday. He's a genius and he's very organized, which is why he's related to me. Another thing to get organized about is putting a date in your calendar about when to go food shopping. So certain items you can buy earlier, you know, the pantry items. The other things, you know, the meat, if you eat meat, and the vegetables, they will be bought at another time. Do you need to order it from the butchers beforehand? Because it might sell out if you wait last minute to go buy it in the supermarket. You can order the Christmas dinner from these big hotel chains here. You have to order a few weeks in advance, but it's great. I've had friends do it. They've had the turkey or the chicken or, you know, whatever meat. Then all the sides and desserts delivered to the house on Christmas Day. It's amazing. And it saves you having to go and do all the shopping for all the food and doing the cooking. So if you want to not deal with that whole hassle of cooking the Christmas dinner, you can do that. And then all you need to do in your food shop is to buy the snacks and the food for the other days. So for the Christmas Eve or for a Boxing Day, you know, all those kind of bits and pieces, you know, bread to make the sandwiches afterwards, you know, if there's still meat available, or veggie sandwiches if you're a vegetarian. And then if you have guests coming over, you need to clear the guest room. So if you've used that guest room for the whole year as a dumping ground, now would be a time to declutter it, get rid of the empty boxes, the bags, hangers, clothes, camping gear, which should be in the garage or in the storeroom rather than the guest room. And I would say try spending 10 to 15 minutes every day clearing parts of that guest room to the point that it's all clear and then everything is ready for the guests to come in. So we talked about the Christmas meals, ordering them from a hotel. If you want to do the cooking yourself, plan all the meals ahead of time. So there are lots of meal planners that you can get online, especially for Christmas. Think about the ones that are for entertaining, you know, on the Christmas Day, Christmas Eve, Boxing Day meals, but then also the other meals, because if you've got guests, you need to feed them most probably more regularly during that period. So plan all those meals. And if you can, pre-make items. So, you know, you can make like lasagna a few, you know, days, weeks earlier and put it in the freezer. Make a lot of the meals and put them in the freezer so that it's easy for you to just take it out, bung it in the oven or put it in the microwave to warm up. Ask people to help you. So ask them to make the food or to bring food over with them so that lifts the burden. And then another thing to think about is whether to do a buffet instead of a sit-down meal, because that would be easier as well. So you just have lots of different meal food items that they can then choose. Get as well disposable baking trays, because those will save you having to do all the washing. So you don't, you know, reduce the amount of washing that you have to do as well. Or get people who are not helping with the cooking to do the washing for you if you don't have a dishwasher. So these are my tips on how to get organized for the Christmas period. So basically start early or as early as possible. Make a list of what you need to buy. Plan the meals. Plan the guests as well. Spend a few minutes every day to declutter elements of your house, like the kitchen, the guest room, so that there's... you don't have to do it at the last minute, so you can just relax on Christmas Eve. And if you can get other people to help you to do things like, say, the cooking or the wrapping the presents, that's great. Then that relieves the stress as well.
Brilliant. Well, I hope everybody has a stress-free Christmas if you start now. As always, you can find more information by visiting decluttermeme.com/podcast. And if you want to talk more about Christmas and what to do and how to get around it, Shalina can be reached at declutterme on social media and declutterme.com/contact. We will see you again next week.
Bye. Bye.